Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our series called Under the Hood, where we've been talking about this reality that change is hard, but that Jesus is able. And in the face of unprecedented kind of turmoil and change that's going on around us, that the beautiful thing is that God is changing us. We really talked about one of the high points of Scripture this past Sunday, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. One of the things that I said was so great about that is the word there, when it talks about passed away, that's a death language. It's the original word was arxais, and that's where we get our word for archaic. So one of the things I think Paul is saying is that the new in us in Christ is so new that it makes the old in us seem archaic. And there's really no disagreement between Christians and non-Christians about the struggle in the world that people hurt people. The problem is, why do people hurt people? Why do we want to take the credit for all the good things that happen and blame God for all the bad things that happen? And there's something inside of all of us, I think, that wants to hold onto the old. In other words, we want to be the hero of all of our own stories, but that means that we have to do something with the things that go wrong, the things that we can't fix, the times that we reach for the quick fix, and it doesn't work. And so the way that we do that, the only way that that works, is for us to take the credit when things go well and to blame God when things go wrong. But Paul says we can be different, that we can be new, that through Christ, verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 5 said that God reconciled us to himself. We talked about how, like in current NCAA world, there's this thing called the transfer portal where you can go from one team to another team, and that what God has done in the person of Christ is that he has reconciled us. He is the door that we move through to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of his marvelous son. That what God is doing is he is taking us back to that Eden-like relationship that he had with Adam and Eve when he walked with them in the cool of the evening. And so because of that, we said that when we lean into that, when we embrace that, we realize that is so incredible that we can't be quiet about it. So these verses say that God has handed us this ministry of reconciliation, speaking into one another's lives. And so we just talked about some of the things that God is doing in our church as the Drivecast turns 3 years old, as we get people together to write in daily devotional formats, like the book that we did a couple of years ago, as we talk about, you know, Paul Priddy, who spoke at our Lewis Center campus a few weeks ago, that Paul and Maddie are going to be leaving the Delaware campus and going to Marion in the coming year to plant our next LifePoint Church, that we're going to be prayerfully sending, you know, 50, 75, 100 people with them from our Delaware campus to go. Why would we do all that stuff? Why do we work so hard to put out a daily podcast 5 days a week? Why do we write books? Why do we send people? Because we believe that God is so great, that the new in you is so new, that the old can just seem archaic. That when the voice of the enemy comes along and says, You call yourself a Christian after you did that? After you failed in that way? That the new in us is so new, that the God in us is so great, that Jesus came and gave his life for us, that we can say to that voice, no, I'm new. I don't have to hold onto the old. That when the voice comes along and says to you this week, hey, your spouse isn't, they're not meeting your needs. They're not giving you what you want. You deserve more than that. You can say, no, I'm new. I'm not going to hold on to the old. I'm going to serve. Then when the leverage of your life comes along and you start thinking about your future and how you're going to leverage your future, either for you or for Christ, there's going to be this sense that you need to get yours, right? But you can say, no, I'm new. God is doing an incredible work in me that is valuable for eternity. So I'm going to pray for us to live out of that. Then I'm going to give you the opportunity. But I'll say to you again, just as the Drivecast turns 3 years old, thanks so much for being with us, for joining us here 4 or 5 days a week. I pray that that's helpful for you in starting your day with Christ and keeping your heart focused on Him. God, thank you that you have made us new. That God, you've reconciled us. You paid the price for us to come to know you. And that God, even when our hearts are not satisfied with all of the things that we have and we develop this entitlement mentality, you just keep on loving us. So God, today I pray that we will live out of the reservoir of the fact that we're a new creation. That God, we realize that we have a ministry and a purpose to help other people. If we can just get people to you, you are so great. You are so kind. You are so loving. That God, people's lives will be changed. I pray, God, that you'll help us to see that, to engage that, and to lean into it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.